All five. A narrow door and a single step lead down to the fifth and last hall of the museum, a small square room. Small icons hang all around on the walls. The last group of icons on the right, all of the 18th century, are of particular interest. The first is an icon of St. Thomas, one of the 12 apostles, a disciple of Jesus. St. Thomas was a Jew and a fisherman, just like the other disciples. He gave up his work and followed Christ when asked to do so. He was one of the most zealous followers, but was skeptical about the resurrection of Christ, and only after he touched the marks of the nails did he believe that Christ had truly risen from the dead. The Orthodox Church celebrates the saint's memory on the 6th of October. The second icon is that of St. Bartholomew, also one of the 12 disciples of Christ. He was from Cana of Galilee. He's identified with Nathanael, as the Synoptic Gospels always mention Philip with Bartholomew, never making any reference to Nathanael, whereas in John's Gospel, Philip is always mentioned together with Nathanael, without any reference to Bartholomew. The Orthodox Church honours his memory on the 11th of June, and the translation of his holy relics on the 25th of August, while the Catholic Church honours his memory on the 24th of August. Lastly, the icon of the Assembly of the Asomati, the bodiless ones, the holy angels, depicts 18 angels holding the young Christ in a circular medallion. The Satan, or Lucifer, once boasted that he would make his throne higher than the clouds over the earth and resemble God. However, he fell from the sky, and with him fell his battalion of like-minded angels, who, according to prophet Elias and apostle Luke, became dark demons. Witnessing this incident, Archangel Michael showed his humility and declared his allegiance to God, thus safeguarding the glory granted him by God, but also the glory of the other angels. God made him the leader of the angelic battalions. Archangel Michael united all angels who sang a hymn to the Lord, Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Pleni sunt caeli et terra gloria tua. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The assembly of archangels and of heavenly bodies constitutes an ancient tradition of the Orthodox Church, and the Church honours it on the 8th of November. With regard to this feast, the word assembly denotes attention, concord, and unity.